This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. With new lowered rates throughout Louisiana, call today and see how much you can save, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Good. By the way, happy Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, you guys too.
So, Drew, the short week, just talk about the challenges of playing on a short week in general, but it is within a division, so I guess preparation is a little easier.
Yeah, I mean, divisional opponent and obviously a team that we played a few weeks ago. So, there's a little familiarity there. But obviously still challenging, just really – I think physically, just getting your body, you know, back from the game on Sunday. You know, it's only four days rest before the next game, which, and then obviously it's a road game as well. So you combine all that along with kind of compressing 7 days of preparation into four, and it makes it for a challenge.
Andrew, do you take the approach of obviously rest is important as anything because both teams know one another? So I think so that's a push. You know, now Atlanta doesn't have to travel. We have to travel to go out there. But what can you learn maybe from that that first game? You know, you can't play perfect even though you're striving. And I know the coaches and the players amongst themselves would challenge one another. Look, we got to win in the trenches, offensive and defensive line. And that was not the case, and that very seldom happens to the Saints. So I know they're aware of that, and that you talk to the players maybe – and then they know to accept that challenge. And I know you have something to for that pregame come Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we look at that first game and we understand, you know, our deficiencies in that game. You know, I think they obviously played extremely well. We did not execute very well. You know, there were just a lot of mistakes made that I think were very untimely and very uncharacteristic, you know, of us. And so I think we learned a lot from that, and obviously we understand that it really is about our execution every time we step on the field, regardless of who our opponent is. So if
now,
we take care of that, then we'll be all right.
Now, Drew, I know you do whatever is called upon, whether you throw in the ball 30 times, 40, 50 times, but when you play in the percentages, I know Sean Payton probably or Coach Carmichael yourself and say we never really can have a game when you only rush it in the single digits. I mean, you know, if you just look at all the history of the NFL, you could be the best quarterback ever. But I don't think that's a winning formula. Good thing that when you only maybe running the ball eight times. And I think the best we are right now, not necessarily even in the teens, that we need to hit that 20-plus mark.
Listen, I would agree. I mean, I think balance is always something we strive for. And, you know, again, regardless of the opponent, you know, you always go into a game wanting to establish the run and establish a physical presence up front. Because the run sets up so many things, right? The run sets up
right.
Play action. It also, you know, keeps a defense kind of on their heels a little bit. You know, doesn't allow them just to necessarily pin the ears back and be in all these, you know, passing situations where, you know, they can tune up the pass rush and start running all the games and all that other stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely a point of emphasis.
Now, Drew, I think the NFL loves this now as a fan. We want to have a little bit of a better edge than this. But you know what's amazing when I look at Carolina and the Saints? They've played 50 times counting the playoffs, and it's 25-25. You know, Roger Goodell in the NFL talk about parity, giving both cities hope whenever they're playing. And then looking, we've been able to handle Atlanta overall and Tampa Bay, but I'm looking at Sean Payton and yourself. Now we're up 14-12. Well, but it's amazing you played that many games and it's basically a 500. It just shows you, it doesn't matter the point spread, how competitive it is.
Yeah, you're talking about Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, they've been a contender. You know, back when we first got here with John Fox, doing a great job with them, and they were, at the time, it was we'd win the division, then they'd win the division, and then Atlanta win the division, and then we'd kind of go through the rotation again. And, I feel like it's kind of been that rotation, for a long time. And, obviously I think we pride ourselves on consistency, and, those games have always been extremely competitive, and, typically there's a lot at stake.
Now, Drew, explain to the fans, I'm not saying giving all the details, but you recorded your 50th career game-winning drive in the fourth quarter, and how much confidence Coach Payton has in you that you're in control of the situation. If I'm correct, or you could correct me if I'm wrong, but knowing when to call the tight route, like I think that slug go, that slanting, and along the sidelines to Michael Thomas, he's wide open, how they bit. And then calling that screenplay to Kamara. Just kind of break that down, what goes through your mind as far as you're attacking the defense. I know y'all work on two-man, and we see it OTA's mini camp, training camp every day. And then you got an opponent and how you're trying to attack them. So just explain to the fans how critical, and you know pretty much what you hope is going to work against that particular two-minute defense.
Yeah. Well, listen, first of all, it's always a team effort. These are – obviously, I've been with Coach Payton a long time, and Pete Carmichael and Joe Lombardi. And so throughout the week, as we game plan, we game plan for 2 minutes just like we do, all the other situations as well. And, you never know what you're going to get. The other side's doing the same thing, right? All of a sudden they get into 2 minutes and they might be playing totally different coverages than what they've shown previously. But you kind of have a plan for what you want to call and what you want to – where you want to attack. But – at the end of the day, you're kind of gathering, you're kind of taking all the information from the game, and you're applying that a little bit to 2 minutes as well. So for example, I felt like they were being kind of aggressive on Mike, and it's third and six, and felt like they'd be sitting on something quick, and so it felt like it was an appropriate time for a sluggo, the screen call actually came from Sean. Sean,
okay,
will throw out ideas, on third down and in different situations. And it's kind of one of those things where, when I first got here in 2006, I had not called the 2 minute. I would call the 2 minute in college, but I hadn't called the 2 minute in San Diego when I played for the Chargers. So
right.
Sean said, "Hey, if you feel comfortable, you call the 2 minute." So I started doing it, really liked it, obviously that's a tough deal, to come up with calls, constantly, while you're on the move and you're still trying to read coverages and do everything else. So,
right, and you got the clock, you got to go fast.
Yeah, you got so many things to manage, Sean's there to help. Sean's there to feed calls. Pete's doing the same. Joe's doing the same. It's all a collaboration. We all work together.
Drew, how much have you guys talked about eliminating some of the penalties that have crept up in the last few games?
That's got to be a point of emphasis. Just like starting fast, and that was kind of the topic a couple weeks ago, right?
It was, right,
that fast start, right? And it just becomes a point of emphasis, and so I think we have to understand offensively, typically when we get stopped on a drive, it's a self-inflicted wound. We got that penalty, and all of a sudden we were third and 12 instead of third and four, we got misaligned, or someone missed an assignment, or, whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, it's things that we control. And so if we can focus on the things we control and clean up those things, then, man, it's going to be hard to get us off the field. We're going to be able to sustain drives. We're going to be able to score points and win a lot of games.
Now, Drew, you have to be proud of. Obviously, you don't want no injuries, but you look at Easton, the job he's done the past couple of games, filling in for all of a sudden Andres Pete, and then Armstead going down, and Omame, the job he did. Now, they're veterans. It's not their first rodeo. I was reading where I thought was interested. You combined, they both started 75 games in the NFL. So you have to be confident with that. That's not their first rodeo. That I believe we got Omame from Jacksonville, 7-year veteran. So, you got to be proud of the supporting cast and what the scouting department that next man up mentality and getting that done. And who knows? You never you have to have luck with injuries, but you got to be proud of that left side of the line stepping up, dealing with those injuries to the starters.
Yes, no, absolutely. Those guys have done a great job, and obviously having some veteran experience certainly helps. You know, I think from a confidence perspective, you know, it's not their first rodeo, and I always talk about that offensive line as a unit, right? Those guys work together. You know, they're kind of there for each other. You know, they all gotta be on the same page, and I feel like they're extremely well coached with Dan Rochard. And, just I think our unit, you know, just as a group. Man, those guys really play hard for one another.
Now, Drew, looking at, Traquan Smith being involved, Jerry Cook obviously stepping up. Chris, his name's slipping my mind now, who he got off IR, the receiver, from last year from Temple. Help me out, Drew.
You're talking about Keith Kirkwood.
Yeah, Keith Kirkwood. Oh, man, I'm having a brain fart. But, like, Keith Kirkwood, so now he's practicing again. You expect him to maybe be in the fold and contributing in the back end of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I think we have a lot of guys that are really capable, you know, to kind of fill that slot role and to, you know, kind of give us the ability to kind of have multiple personnel packages where, you know, everybody kind of has a specific role and, man, they're going to be really confident with what they're doing. And I think they all have some really good traits. You know, they're all big, strong guys, you know, that can block and, you know, they can run the intermediate routes and they can run the routes from the slot. And so, listen, those are valuable guys to have, and I think we're going to need them all.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, good luck Thanksgiving night.
All right, guys, thank you. Have Thanksgiving.
All right, Drew.
All right, same to you. All right, that's a wrap for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. With new lowered rates throughout Louisiana, call today and see how much you can save. And the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.